the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. I'm here with Bridget, and we're bringing it to you today live and in color. It's actually live. You can't get us in color, but you can hear us live. You can also ask us questions. 877, it's toll free, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211, or email us on udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s, at gmail.com. There are a lot of great stories in the news this week. We're going to get to an Ebola update, but first, our wellness foreplay, turmeric is more promising for keeping your brain healthy. Well beyond wellness, junk food cravings are linked to a brain lapse. What type of brain lapse? We'll talk about it. Male enhancement drugs called dangerous amid FDA crackdown. Incredible. They waited 4 months to send notices, and it took the NBC saying to some of the companies, why are you still operating, for the companies to find out that the drugs they were selling were dangerous. The Automega Scotchgard is still in many fish many years after it's banned. What fish should you avoid? We'll tell you. Stress is even more dangerous than for the obese. I just had an apple that Bridget brought in. I wonder if it's the right kind of apple, because an apple a day, if it's the right kind, and there are specific varieties, may keep the obesity docs away. Bacteria in wine. Doesn't alcohol kill them? Bacteria in wine may be better than the other probiotics you have. Ebola update, yep, do you really have to watch out, or is the CDC doing the worry for you? And that is, are we seeing more stuff on TV about Ebola and worry about it than you should have it if you live in North America? And to me, I'm going to write a blog on this, because there is a column, if you will, the whole bunch of senators and congressmen got on TV yesterday saying, stop it at the border, put up the border fences, we'll do anything we can to stop Ebola. Well, why aren't they doing anything they can to stop heart disease, which has killed 600,000 more Americans last year than Ebola did? Another cancer, aspirin prevents prostate cancer. And as you know, it stops breast cancer. What is found for breast is often found, usually found for prostate and vice versa. And the real age, tip of the week, something you sent us in a question on. I'll find out who the you is, because I can't remember what her name is. But she said it's a question saline flushes or neti pots, are they safe? This is a person who has allergies and who's worried about sinus infections this winter. So we've got a very full hour. Gary Ginsberg isn't here, but we are. And again, you can email us at udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s at gmail.com, or call us 877-711-5211. Bridget, I said I was going to start out with the Ebola story, just because to me it's so interesting that we have congressmen, senators, everybody appearing, everybody in Texas who has anything to do with health must have been on the TV in the last 3 days about this gentleman who came over and has Ebola. And everyone's concerned about it, yet we lose 600,000 more Americans to heart disease. Do you think this is real hype? Or do you think Ebola is a real thing?
Well, I think that Ebola is a real thing, but I kind of agree with you. I think that maybe there's too much focus on it for Americans. I think that obviously it's a huge problem in Western Africa, but it's definitely not yet, at least, a huge risk to Americans, in my opinion.
Yeah, so it has to be stopped in West Africa, which means build more hospital beds. And apparently it's not a very infectious agent, meaning it kills too many people to spread widely. That is, you need something that is a benign vector that it can live in and spread. The benign vector in West Africa is the fruit bat, and then people to people, close contact. We don't have as close people-to-people contact here, presumably. And presumably, if it does come, we will isolate it. And it looks like supportive care is very effective at helping improve it. We've stopped 5 Ebola outbreaks in the past decade, as I understand it. So I don't expect this, if it does come to America, and I think it's more than likely that 3 or 4 people who were in contact with the person who came from Liberia will have it, will get it based on how close contact they had with him and his bodily fluids. But I don't think it's going to spread. And I think when you say we're going to put up laws, we're going to ban flights, we're going to put up new fences, we're going to ban things, you say, well, why the heck, if they're doing that, maybe we should ban what we know is excess sugared beverages and other things we know that cause heart disease. And maybe we should ban those or isolate people with those, since we're losing 600,000 people a year, and only 1% of us are getting to 5 normals. If you look at Swedish men, only 3%. If you look at American nurses, only 4% of us. That's the maximum you can find. Have entered Medicare with 5 normals: normal blood pressure, normal LDL cholesterol, normal fasting blood sugar, or hemoglobin A1C, signs of diabetes or blood sugar, normal waist for height, and no cotinine, no smoking products in the urine. So only 1 of 5, and those things we know cause cancer and heart disease. Should we be doing more for that? You can email us if you think we should or shouldn't. Ralph already has and says, we live in a free society. We should do more with those, but infectious diseases, we'll have to quarantine and pass laws on that. That's the standard practice. We pass laws for infectious disease. It's almost beginning that we're going to have type 2 diabetes as an infectious disease. So many people are getting it, and it costs so much to treat it. That is, it's now going to cost us $250 billion a year to treat type 2 diabetes, and the consequences of obesity. We will start to use up the whole federal budget, so we won't be able to do isolation, so we won't be able to do education and other things if we don't do something about it. And I'm getting in the mood that we're going to have to do something more aggressive, because it doesn't seem like we're doing it voluntarily to slow down. In any case, let's go to the other stories, which are more promising. Turmeric. Turmeric's a great spice. Have you ever tried to cook with turmeric, Bridget?
I have.
And?
And I think that it's great. I've tried to use it actually more recently as I've been reading more about the health benefits, and it adds great spice to any food.
Well, let me tell you, I tried to cook with it, and you can cook with it a little bit, but when you add more and more, you start to get things turning a yellow-brown. That is, they don't just have the yellow color of the beautiful turmeric, but they then turn brown, and it's a kind of a horrible-looking brown, at least in my mind. But a compound in turmeric, we've known, causes or decreases inflammation in the brain. But now they found that what happens is one of the compounds, turmerone, aromatic turmerone, which is part of the spice, it's a bioactive compound in the spice, turns on your stem cells in your brain and causes those to grow, your specific neurologic stem cells. In this study, promotes stem cell proliferation in the brain, in the parts of the brain you want it. So that's really a major goal of regenerative medicine. Can we regenerate the brain in the right ways after you've had a stroke or after you've had a heart attack or after you've had developed dementia and Alzheimer's disease? This looks like it's a breakthrough. It's published in the Journal of the Alzheimer's Association this week. Wonderful study and important new work. So when we come back, we're going to talk about more of this and junk food cravings leading to due to a lapse in your brain functioning. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can email us, udocs, YOUDOCS, @gmail.com, or call 877-711-5211. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
What if you got rewarded for every good decision? What if your heart had a special way of letting you know it appreciates your healthy choices?
Oh, I've got to get my family to eat more vegetables.
Amazing!
And instead of cooking with butter tonight, I think I'll saute our veggies with a heart-healthy oil.
You're a genius!
So really, would your food choices pay off in heart health? Did you know that when you replace bad fats with healthier fats, like those in canola or other vegetable oils, it can lower bad cholesterol levels, and that's good for your heart. Here's a winning idea. Take up the challenge for good health, because the you of the future will say,
fantastic!
Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info proudly supports the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
You're getting older and feeling older, and you're looking older. Well, you may feel like, well, there isn't anything I can do about it, but there is. BioCell Collagen helps you fight aging and your achy joints and pains. BioCell Collagen is a unique, patented supplement that promotes joint health and skin beauty from inside out. Now, in clinical trials, supplementation with BioCell Collagen was proven to boost collagen levels, reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while promoting joint mobility. Sound too good to be true? Find out how this patented supplement can help your skin look younger, improve joint comfort, and quality of life. Just go to BioCellCollagen.com and see what we're talking about. That's BioCellCollagen.com. Collagen. BioCellCollagen.com.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike here with Bridget in beautiful downtown Cleveland. Actually, we're in a suburb of Cleveland. People ask us where the show comes from. We're in Cleveland. Joe Galuski is in Syracuse when he's with us. The guests are from any place around the world. And Sonar and our engineering team is in Vero Beach, Florida. And the satellite uplink, if you're listening on terrestrial radio, which is your normal radio stations, is Satellite Uplink in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And, of course, you can get us anytime on RadioMD.com, whose call letters, of course, whose theme is Stay Well. One of the things that was interesting in the news this week was that junk food cravings are linked to a brain lapse. Now, you'd say, of course, you don't eat bad food intentionally. Yeah, you do, because you're addicted to it. But this is the reverse thing. That is, people who can't resist that fat-filled fried goody, if you will, that's laden with sugar, you actually can blame it on a brain lapse. That's right. Giving into cravings for high-calorie junk food is associated for a lapse in your brain that controls self-restraint. That's what Canadian researchers reported this week in a new study. It's part of your prefrontal cortex, the cortex that is in the very front of your brain, that lets you control your own behavior. It turns out that normally you have this active, and when you see a Chips Ahoy or something, or a McDonald's burger or fries or something, you use that part of your brain to, in fact, say, hey, that's going to make me sick, I shouldn't have it. And you're right, and you do it. But you put your frontal cortex offline, and it may be that the addiction, that is, the hormones released for addiction, turn that off. So probably the best solution for you being healthy is to keep your brain healthy. And one of the things that keeps your brain healthy is getting a flu shot. And another, of course, thing is a little exercise. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But it is avoiding sugar, because sugar is one of those things that causes you to produce damage to the proteins when you have too much sugar. That is a sugar level over 110. Bridget, did you get your flu shot yet?
I did not. Exercise today, does that count?
Yes, exercise counts. But your flu shot is something. The reason being is the flu is one of those things that causes inflammation throughout your body. And when you have inflammation throughout your body, it's as though you have a whole... Just think of yourself as being 50 pounds more overweight, Bridget, and it's all in your belly. That's the essential of what the flu does. It causes that much of a inflammatory response, as though you had 50 pounds of belly fat releasing cytokines, releasing those things that cause inflammation. So if you're going to put off your flu shot, just think of yourself as gaining 50 pounds in the meantime if you catch the flu. Clearly, the flu is at a low level still. We're really lucky it's at as low a level on September, let's see, this is updated through October 3rd. It's as low a level on October 3rd this year as it has been any year in the past 11 years, according to the Google Flu Trends Tracker and flutrends.com. So it's a very low level, which is great news. So you're going to get it next week, is that right?
Next week, 100%, yes.
Good. So it may, this is really important for people who are older, like myself, and who probably have plaques in many of your arteries, because one of the things that releases, that causes those plaques to rupture and you to have strokes or heart attacks or memory loss or impotence or wrinkles, all of those things that are caused by a blood vessel that occludes, and the heart attack and stroke and memory loss are what we think are the worst, but it's kidney failure, etc. All of those things, it is a acute inflammatory response or chronic inflammatory response that causes those plaques to break away. So whether it is 40 extra or 50 extra pounds of belly fat or the flu, that's important. And the other thing is these sugar bombs, avoiding sugar bombs, because sugar causes this as well. It destroys the proteins which cause you to accumulate belly fat, and thus you end up with more belly fat and more inflammatory markers. So there's a story about the Girl Scouts and sugar, right?
Yes, it's so disappointing. So this past week, Nestle launched to extremely sweet chocolate milk drinks that are liquid versions of two of the best-selling Girl Scout cookies. So Girl Scouts, an organization that for 102 years has been invested in trying to build up girls and helping them to gain a better future, are licensing their logo to this toxic drink that will ultimately harm the same girls that they're trying to help in their mission and overall goals by promoting childhood obesity. The two drinks are going to be Nesquik Girl Scout Thin Mints and Nesquik Girl Scout Caramel Coconut. So each of them are 16-ounce bottles, and there's approximately 48 grams of sugar, which is the equivalent of about 12 teaspoons of sugar, and that's about 3 to 4 times higher than the safe limit for a child to be drinking each day.
That's so just like drinking a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi-Cola or whatever it is, a Mountain Dew. It's the same darn amount of sugar.
Yes, exactly. It's so disappointing that Girl Scouts is taking part in this.
And so this is an is there a campaign to get the Girl Scouts to de-license it, or is it fait accompli for a while?
I'm not sure. I didn't read anything about anything like that.
So as far as we know, this is a done deal, and the Girl Scouts will be licensing their logo to a product that's toxic, if you will, and the good news from this, if you will, is that it's made nearby in Solon, Ohio. So at least it will help the economy, even if it kills people.
I mean, Nestle announced that they launched the two drinks this past week, but hopefully there will be enough of an uproar from parents that they'll consider maybe unlaunching it.
Or changing its makeup so that it can be a healthy drink. Now, are the Girl Scouts selling this when they go door-to-door?
It didn't say. It just said that they had licensed their name to the drink, so it will have the Girl Scouts logo on it. But I would
assume those of you who are go ahead.
I was going to say, I would assume that it would be anything like all of the Girl Scout cookies, where it would be included in the catalog and what they're selling door-to-door.
I'm going to go out of line. If you want to hear the order of the radio show and get the information beforehand or even get the information during, so you can follow us on Twitter. It's at Dr. Mike Roizen, or you can email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, @gmail.com, and just put subscribe in the subject line. You'll get the news of the week in a long form. It's about 20 pages of the best news of the week. Plus, you'll get the order for the radio show sometime before the show is on. I'm going to break with that order now because of time. We've only got a minute left. I want to get the one study in. This is the EPA. Fish are still contaminated with a phased-out Scotchgard chemical. I don't know how many of you use Scotchgard. It was wonderful. You put it on my ties before I would wear them, and even if I spilled junk on them, the tie was still good. You could just wipe it off. It was really wonderful stuff, Scotchgard, but unfortunately it has a chemical in it, PFOS. The 3M company voluntarily stopped it, but all the fish from lakes. So every lake they've tested in the United States still has this chemical in it, which is an endocrine disruptor, causes you to increase your risk of cancer, heart disease, as well as a whole bunch of other problems. We'll be right back after the break. udocs@gmail.com, 877-711-5211.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your healthy trinity. Natron.com.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer. But find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.
Itching, pain, and soreness during sex? General feelings of vaginal discomfort and dryness? You are not alone. Vaginal dryness is a very common condition that can profoundly affect your everyday life and your sex life. The dryness you are experiencing doesn't reflect your desire to have sex. There are tons of moisturizers and lubricants on the market today, but who wants to put harsh chemicals down there? Prevalife Oasis is an intimate moisturizer with natural ingredients. You don't need to fret over the hazardous chemicals in Prevalife Oasis Vagina Moisturizer. It's paraben-free, hormone-free, fragrance-free, and rapidly absorbing. It provides immediate comfort and relief. You can find out more information on the Prevalife Oasis product and all the great Prevalife products at Prevalife.com. Prevalef.com. To stop your itching fast and find relief right now. Prevalife.
Her Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King Robeson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well. Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Bridget and I here. Joe hopefully is recovering and getting back for us soon. But in the meantime, we're carrying on without him. This is the second hour live. For those of you who want to hear the first hour and you don't get it on your local radio station, you can always go to RadioMD.com and get the archives of it. That's archived all the way back. We're now into our 15th year. Amazing. 15 years of doing this. But you can get it all the way archived back at RadioMD.com. By Tuesday of the next week, you can hear the first and second hours. Or if you want to hear it live, RadioMD.com. You can email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. And that's what the tip of the week is. It was from Megan in Hanover, Massachusetts. So, Megan, if you're listening, it's your question about neti pots and saline flushes that we'll cover as the Real Age Tip of the Week this week. In the meantime, the top story I like for still going forward is this crazy story about male enhancement drugs called Dangerous among an FDA crackdown. What do I mean by this? Well, it took Brian Williams on NBC Nightly News saying the FDA has banned or has said there are 20 internet-type products that are sold for male enhancement that are selling millions of dollars that the FDA has said are dangerous. Yet, months after the FDA warnings, some of these supplements are being sold on mainstream retail websites. And in fact, an executive of one of the online sellers specifically named in the FDA warning said her company wasn't officially notified by the agency until Thursday. That is, it took the NBC calling the FDA for the FDA to send out their letters. And in fact, most of these products are just some part of Viagra or one of the other drugs that are made off-label or in not what we would call pharmaceutical-type places and have a lot lower content of them. But in fact, they're dangerous when combined with other products. That's the reason that the FDA has issued the warnings. They consider them dangerous when combined with other products that you don't know about, and you don't know about those dangers, and they aren't warned about it in these internet-type advertisements and sites. And the FDA apparently was so short-staffed, it hasn't been doing its job either, kind of like the Secret Service, almost doing its job, but not quite. And the FDA, we need them because they are the thing that protect us most from drugs and supplements that are sold that are really crazy. Bridget, one of the things that is sold that isn't crazy is an apple. You brought me an apple. Was it the right one to control obesity, docs?
I don't think it was. Not to say that it's not healthy, but it's not the one that the researchers from Washington State University found to be the most beneficial when it came to fighting against obesity. So we'll get you a new apple, Dr. Mike. But this study found that they looked at different apple cultivars to see which ones contains the highest level of non-digestible compounds, such as the fiber and polyphenols. And they found that the green Granny Smith apples were the most beneficial because they had the most dietary fiber and polyphenols and the lowest content of carbohydrates. So they benefit the growth of friendly bacteria in the colon, and they surpassed all the others that they looked at, which were Fuji, Gala, Golden Delicious, and Red Delicious, and the amount of non-digestible compounds that they contain. So the Granny Smith apples were actually able to change the proportion of fecal bacteria that were from obese mice to be similar to that of lean mice. And we know that there's a huge relationship with the bacteria in the gut and obesity. And so apples may be one solution to decreasing obesity through improving the bacteria in the gut. So we'll get you a Granny Smith apple next week.
Okay, so Granny Smith was the type. It's not known that Fuji and the others don't, because those weren't tested, as I understand it. But the Granny Smith, because this was done by Washington State University, were the ones tested. So now we know of a bunch of things that change bacteria in the gut. Red meat and egg yolks and carnitine, lecithin, choline products, those make it worse and they cause inflammation, the bacteria you get. And so saturated fats, red meat, those luncheon meats, those are bad. From a bacteria standpoint, exercise, that's good. So exercise changes the bacteria and improves it. What also makes it worse is the sugar substitutes. Sugar substitutes cause insulin resistance by changing the protein the bacteria in the gut makes. And so this is the fourth one, Granny Smith apples make it better by doing something that decreases your sugar level or decreases, changes the gut bacteria so that at least the mice are healthier. So where do you think we're going to come out on this, Bridget? You've been looking at the field, I know, on on this area. I think we're going to have, well, before I tell you what I think, you tell us what you think.
What do you mean?
Well, where do you think we're going to end up? Do you think we're going to change the bacteria in our gut? You think we're going to find out something we can give with everything we eat that's going to make us healthier and not have to worry about red meat and sugar substitutes? Or are we going to have, we're going to find out that, the bacteria in our gut are a controlling factor, and we're going to have to either modify the bacteria in our gut with taking probiotics in larger quantities, or we're going to have to avoid a whole bunch of foods and go for a whole bunch of other foods?
Well, I think that we're definitely, with more and more research that's being done on the gut, that we're definitely on the right track to determining exactly which foods to eat more of in order to improve the good bacteria levels and to decrease the bad bacteria levels. And so I think that having more of a focus on that and fixing the gut as the primary focus when you're looking at people that have obesity and those types of things, it's just going to become more and more common. So that, yeah, we're feeding people, or people are eating more apples, more probiotics, and exercising more in order to see the improvement in the in their gut bacteria, because I think that there's a huge association with that and obesity. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so what you told me is you're not sure where we're going to end up on it, other than this is going to be a problem. And as Muriel has emailed me, yes, that's why egg yolks are bad. And she's right on that, because they have a lot of the lecithin in the egg yolk, as I remember. Carnitine is in red meat, such as pork, so it's 4 ounces of pork, 4 ounces of red meat max a week without changing your gut bacteria. It's why egg yolks are bad and apples are good. So thank you for bringing me the apple, and now next week it's got to be Granny Smith's.
Okay, you got a deal.
The next of the top stories is one on another one on bacteria, and this is one that I know that a company in Cleveland, Ganeden Biotech, is working on, but this is not from Ganeden. This is from a company in, I don't know where, in Spain, and it is on bacteria in wine may bring a really interesting health benefit. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com, or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, as our announcer has said, on RadioMD.com. Stay well. Bridget and I are here holding the fort till Joe gets back. But one of the most interesting stories I saw was something that I know Ganeden is doing as well. Ganeden is a maker of probiotic spores. They're probably the best on the market. They're very inexpensive. Sold, I think, now by a different company, but under the same name, Digestive Advantage. They're their spores. Their spores get activated. So 4 billion spores, when they go through your stomach, get activated, and you actually get close to 600 million, I believe, by the time they get to your intestine, as opposed to if you get 4 billion live cultures, by the time they go through the acid and enzymes of the stomach and early intestine, you have maybe 600,000 as opposed to 600 million. So much better product. But now they're using these as a skin lotion to treat acne. And not only are they, but this is the bacteria in wine may be beneficial for people's health. In this study, researchers in Spain isolated 11 strains of bacteria from wine. Now you'd say, doesn't the alcohol kill the bacteria? No, these bacteria, like some humans, thrive on wine. And they, in fact, get, when they did this in a randomized controlled study, they had people put these what they're called ammonia oxidizing bacteria on. So they take away the ammonia from your skin and they oxidize it. And by the way, you can't do this by just putting wine on, because most wine is treated with sulfites to stop the bacterial process. So it stops fermentation when the wine tastes ideal. But in the process, you make this, you use these bacteria to make the wine. And these, in this randomized controlled trial, the people who had the skin treated for 3 weeks with the bacteria in the wine you kind of put the wine on your face, but it was the wine without some of the grape flavoring. It proved very beneficial at preventing acne and other skin aging observations. So this was a beneficial treatment. Bridget, what do you think? Would you put this on your face?
Yeah, why not?
Do you use any cream on your face now?
No, actually. I use oil for my lotion. It's like a face oil. That's it.
So this would be available in an oil, so it would be the same type of thing, and it would seem to have the same beneficial effect. In fact, more beneficial effect, because this quote oil, this bacterial mix, would actually decrease skin aging as well as decrease acne, etc.
So stress, let's get some samples and we can try it.
We will write them. It comes from Spain, so you got to watch. We'll make sure it is the real stuff when you import it. Stress may be more unhealthy for the obese. This is a study that recurring emotions for overweight people, when they looked at the levels of interleukin 6 in the blood, they saw that the same stressors for people who were thin had a lower effect at increasing interleukin 6, this inflammatory hormone, than did people who were obese and had abdominal obesity. You'd expect that. You'd expect that the response of obese people would be to release some of their mediators, which are inflammatory mediators and could cause more severe disease. So this compared people, and where was the BMI was greater than 35 in this study, but you would expect it at all sizes. So that is the one of the what I would call the most interesting basic science study of the week, where you actually see a increase in the problems of the obese caused by normal responses. I want to get one more study in this week, and that's number 9 on our update list, which is aspirin. 2 baby aspirin decreases prostate cancer in this new study. What we find for prostate cancer is usually found for breast cancer and vice versa. Aspirin now, this is the 11th cancer that aspirin decreases between 20% and 40% if you take 2 baby aspirin a day. The results were found after 5 years. Usually they're found after 3 years. They didn't look after 3, but that's my guess, is you'll see this response. You take 2 baby aspirin a day, half a glass of warm water before and after, because that's what decreases your risk of the gastrointestinal side effects. Usually aspirin side effects, it causes bleeding, especially from the stomach, etc. So you want to avoid the aspirin landing on your stomach lining. So you take a half a glass of warm water before and after. When you do that, it decreases your risk of these 11 cancers, including prostate cancer. It joins breast cancer, colon cancer, esophageal cancer, some brain cancers, pancreatic cancer, etc., a whole raft of them. But breast and prostate are the two most common that we know that it decreases. And that is going to lead into the Real Age Tip of the Week. And the Real Age Tip of the Week is a response to a question. You can always send us email at udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, question for Dr. Mike. It'll get to me. I use a neti pot to relieve my sinus problems and love it. But I've heard that people died from using neti pots and getting infections. Is it true? Should I stop using mine? Asked Megan of Hanover, Massachusetts. I almost said Hanover, New Hampshire. I didn't know there was. There probably is a Hanover, Massachusetts, too. Well, we do, UDocs, do recommend neti pots more often than Regis used to be on TV. Neti pots, they look like a genie's lamp, are used to pour mild saltwater solution up alternating nostrils, which flushes out the other side, gunk and all. Sinus sufferers often say they breathe clearly for the first time in years. Turns out the deaths were due to neti pot misuse. Number one way to avoid misuse, make sure to use distilled water and pre-made saline solution packets. Or as long as you use your tap water and it's chlorinated, it should be fine. The vital message here, use all medical and devices like this that you're going to use on yourself as directed, even the simplest. The real age benefit of patrolling your health, 9.2 years younger. Thanks for tuning in today. Sonar, thanks for great engineering. Bridget, you were wonderful. As usual, thank you for the emails. Ralph, Shelley, Bonnie, Francis, and Muriel, thanks always. You can always email us questions at udocs@gmail.com. Just put it in the subject line. We're on Radio MD. The key, stay well.
You're getting older and feeling older. And you're looking older. Well, you may feel like, well, there isn't anything I can do about it. But there is. BioCell Collagen helps you fight aging and your achy joints and pains. BioCell Collagen is a unique, patented supplement that promotes joint health and skin beauty from inside out. Now, in clinical trials, supplementation with BioCell Collagen was proven to boost collagen levels, reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while promoting joint mobility. Sound too good to be true? Find out how this patented supplement can help your skin look younger, improve joint comfort, and quality of life. Just go to BioCellCollagen.com and see what we're talking about. That's BioCellCollagen. BioCellCollagen.com.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.